what and where to dine and drink in the Coachella Valley. Introducing you to eateries from family diners to fancy five-star restaurants and the home of the most interesting adult beverages. This is Delish Dish with Jeff Hawker on iHub Radio.
Hello, everyone. I hope you're enjoying our beautiful spring weather. Of course, you know, this is the time of year where you don't know if it's going to be like 60 degrees during the day or it's going to be 90 degrees during the day. But I'll take it over anything that you have to deal with in the Midwest where they're still dealing with snow and rain and muck. I'm very excited today because Marty Webster and I have been friends for a long time. We've worked on a lot of projects together, and I haven't had you on the show before, and we're working on another project. We'll talk about that in a little bit, but you are the owner and founder of Aspen Mills, and you guys are expanding, so we're going to talk all about that in our second segment, but I want to get a little bit of history because some of our listeners may not know who you are, but you're a really great guy. How are you?
Well, thanks. I don't know what to say to that, but takes one to know one, right, Jeff?
Oh, thank you.
Right back at you.
Jeff, can I just say, interject here, that our studios have never smelled better than when Aspen Mills is in the building.
Hey. Right. Well, we have a little challah, and we have some brownies and some cookies, some of your top sellers. So give us an idea of, you know, where you're from and how you ended up in Palm Springs. And then we'll talk a little bit about your family because you're a really great family guy as well.
Thanks, Jeff. Well, boy, I grew up in L.A. and started working for the Marriott when I was 18 years old and ended up staying with them for 20 years. And when they opened the Desert Springs Marriott in 1987, I came out on a task force just to help train with the opening and was offered a job. And I thought, no way, I don't want to move out to Palm Springs or to the desert. You know, yeah. I grew up in L.A. and all I knew was it was hot out here.
You wanted to be by the beach.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. But
What part of L.A. are you from?
I grew up in Westchester, went to Westchester High School, okay. Grew up in Playa del Rey. And, yeah.
I'm not too far from there. I'm from Torrance, and
right.
We were right on the border of Torrance and Redondo Beach.
Okay. That was one of the Marriotts that I worked at for a while was the Torrance Marriott. Started off in the Marina Del Rey Marriott, went to the Torrance Marriott, went out to Salt Lake City, went to Desert Springs, and spent a year out at the Maui Marriott. So,
not too shabby. I've actually been to that one before. It's beautiful.
Really? It's nice. Yeah. But I loved the Marriott. It was great. And I spent 20 years there. And I had six kids along the way.
Yeah.
And married my high school sweetheart, which was kind of cool. And so after 20 years and having six kids, I needed extra money, of course, you know. And a buddy of mine started Aspen Mills in 1995, which is 25 years ago. And just for extra money, I started doing the street fairs for him. So I'd go down to do the Village Fest. I would do College of the Desert. At the time, we did a street fair out in La Quinta. And I was just doing that for extra income. After 5 years, he was done. He said, Marty, I'm done with this. I want to move on. And I'm like, you know what? I could do this. I've never baked a loaf of bread before in my life. But but Marriott's taught me well. I felt real confident with my people skills and dealing with employee issues and whatnot and customer service.
Well, you have to treat people well, and then they'll stick with you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. For sure.
So you're going on 25 years.
Yes.
25 years this year? 25 years.
The bakery's been there for 25, and I bought it about 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
very exciting.
Yeah. I had saved up a bunch of money. We were just talking about retirement and stock market and everything else, but I took all my retirement money out and lost about 40% of it when I did, but I used that money to buy the bakery. And 20 years later, you know, we're still doing it.
We've been going strong, yeah. And you're expanding a lot. The one in Palm Springs was closed for a little bit. You just reopened, and I love the new decor.
Thanks.
You know,
thanks.
It's kind of got, you know, kind of a wood look and kind of a little bit more sleek design to, because before it was more like you had like the Saltillo tiles on the floor and stuff, but now you got slick flooring, slick walls.
We are so excited about it. And people come in and say it looks great. And I say, thank you. But then It was all my wife. She came in and did all the decor as far as colors and picking out and doing everything for me there. So I need to give her the credit for that.
Did you, for the Palm Springs location, did you expand the kitchen at all?
Well, we replaced the oven. Okay. We put a brand new oven in. We replaced all the tables and chairs.
It's probably a good idea. It's probably a lot more efficient than the one you had originally.
Yeah, the one was 25 years old. So, yeah. And the ovens, those are like $70,000 for a new oven.
I'm sure.
Yeah, and it's awesome. We love it. Makes us more efficient. And it pretty much, we bake 24/7. We're closed on Sundays. But we don't turn the lights out, basically, for 6 days. So we bake everything in Palm Springs, and then every morning we're bringing it fresh baked to all the other locations.
Yeah, so I didn't, you know, I'm a huge fan of the Palm Springs location, but I didn't realize you have a new La Quinta location at 465 20 Washington Street in La Quinta. Where is that?
That's right next to Trader Joe's. Trader Joe's is right there. We almost share the same parking lot. It's pretty close to 111, Highway 111
and the
in Washington.
There.
Yes.
The big theater. Yeah.
That's right, John, exactly. Our producer. How are you, John?
Yeah. I'm good. And my mouth's watering because I love going to Aspen Mills. I've eaten actually in the cafe over the last couple of years down in La Quinta several times. And I think you guys have a fantastic eatery. And also, I know it's one of the favorites. Sometimes I go to various meetings around town, and I always like to see when I go into a meeting and they've had lunch brought in from someplace or had it catered in from someplace, and I see that it's Aspen Mills. I know it's going to be pretty damn tasty.
Wow! Thanks, John. Yeah. Thanks. We do a lot of catering.
I bet.
Yeah.
Well, and I've been to your Rancho Mirage Library location quite a bit and gotten sandwiches there.
You guys also have a location, don't you? In Clark's?
Yes.
In Palm Desert over off Monterey?
Yes, yep.
Yeah.
So you're kind of right across from Costco inside Clark's Nutrition?
Yes.
Sort of. Yep. Monterey Avenue?
Yes.
Yep. At Dinah Shore?
Yep. So from that location...
You know, it's all about location. You've picked some good ones.
Thanks. One of the things that the Clark's location, we do lunchbox deliveries to Eisenhower Hospital and local businesses around there. We also provide... the food for the Annenberg Estates, for Sunnylands. They have a cafe there, and every day we make all the food and bring it over to them, and that keeps us busy as well.
We're talking with Marty Webster. He's the owner of Aspen Mills Bakery and Cafe. The website is aspenmills.com?
It's aspenmillsps.com.
PS.com.
Yes.
Yep. So we first met when I worked for the Palm Springs Bureau of Tourism, and one of the most popular things that any of the travel writers or photographers or anybody that came to the city, they loved going to the Indian Canyons. And so you and I started working together to provide these box lunches for these travel writers and these, you know, anybody who came to town who was promoting Palm Springs. And I'll tell you, when they would write about it, there was always like glowing comments about those box lunches that you do. Tell us a little bit about that and how you got started doing that line.
That's very cool. Thanks, Jeff. And thanks for the business over the years. That was really nice. But we have a box lunch. It's very reasonable. It's $10.95. And if it's delivered, it's non-taxable, which is great. And there's no delivery charge. It includes a potato salad, a pickle, one of our fresh baked cookies, and a sandwich or one of our salads. And of course, all of our sandwiches are on our fresh baked bread, and we do anywhere from three. We'll deliver three up to, we just did the Writers Guild at the library a month ago, and we did 1,200 a day for 3 days in a row.
What?
Wow. So,
how many staff do you have at the Palm Springs location?
We have about total on staff of all four locations. We have about a little over 30. And Palm Springs location, we probably got about 18. Yep.
You're a machine.
Hey, man.
You've grown a lot over the years.
Feel very blessed.
How long does it take to put together 1,200? 100 boxes.
You know, one thing nice is that, you know, when I bought the bakery, we just had the one location. So now when we have 1,200, we're able to spread it out. So I can take, I can say, hey, Clark, can you guys work on all this sandwich? Maybe 300. And La Quinta, can you do all the salads? And then we'll break it down. So we're right. much more efficient that way. So what time we can't, you can't make it the day before because it's got to be fresh. So,
right.
I mean, you start as early as say probably two or 3 a.m.
Yeah.
And you just, we're like a machine. You're right. I've been very blessed. A lot of our sandwich makers have been there for many, many years.
Yeah.
I have one baker that's been there. When I bought the bakery 20 years ago, he was on staff and it's still going strong.
What do you do to take care of your employees?
Well, one thing I like to, I mean, I just treat them like family. I treat them like I would like to be treated. I do the best that I can to accommodate them when they have special needs, whether it be family vacations or family time. If they have something that a need, if it's something that work that they need, to make sure that I try and get it for them. And I treat them, again, just treat them with respect. I try to think of it as a family. You know, everybody gets along really well. I just appreciate them. I tell them every day how much I appreciate them, and I feel blessed. I mean, our turnover rate is very low, and I'm grateful for it because that helps our productivity.
Oh yeah.
You know, when you have high turnover, it's very costly and such.
And you guys are out at the street fair still all the time. I see. Aspen Mills, and yet when it comes to being able to work in a marketplace that is seasonal, how much are you affected in terms of that between season and summer?
Yeah, I mean, that's always been a challenge out here in the desert is, you know, the season, seasonality of it. And, season is now. And
if you're not working in, I always say this, if you're not working in season, you're not going to make
it here.
You're
in big trouble. You're in big trouble. Yeah. So, we probably.
Do you have to constrict during the summer?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But we don't let anybody go. You know, we're very careful about, we give vacation time at that time. I keep everybody. I don't think I've ever said, hey, we'll see you next summer. We keep busy enough. You know, we do a lot of wholesale, so a lot of the restaurants and hotels and such that order from us will drop. The farmers markets, we go to the College of the Desert on Saturdays. We do the Village Fest on Thursday nights.
Right.
And I'm going to say, man, it almost cuts, I'm going to say 60%. You probably do 40% less sales in the summer than you do. Yep.
And I'm sure, you know, that will change over time. More people are living permanently here in the Valley instead of just being seasonal residents.
I think you're right. Every summer it seems to be better than the previous.
Yes. Getting back to treating employees, you have the same philosophy, and that's why we've always gotten along so well, is when I do events, I go up to volunteers and I help them carry boxes and I thank them profusely, as well as the CEOs that I work with. And that makes a big difference in the longevity of the people that work with you.
Absolutely.
We're talking with Marty Webster. He is the owner of Aspen Mills. If you go to Aspen Mills PS, you can find out all about their box lunches and everything that they sell. But we're going to talk more about your breads and your great items on the menu.
Thanks, Jeff.
We'll be back in a minute with Delish Dish on iHub Radio.
If you're curious about the best culinary experiences in the desert, we're about to feed your ears and taste buds. This is Delish Dish on iHub Radio. Now, here's Jeff Hawker.
We're here with Marty Webster, the owner of Aspen Mills, and we touched a little bit on the box lunches. When I would take orders from different travel writers and stuff, the Cousin Vinny was always everybody's favorite. So you have thinly sliced roast beef, roasted sweet bell peppers, fresh basil, tomatoes, red onions, spun lettuce, balsamic olive oil vinaigrette on an Italian roll. So that's unlike anybody else serves.
It's a great sandwich, Jeff. It really is. We bake our baguettes, of course, fresh every morning. The roast beef is amazing. It's really good. We've had the same meat provider since we've opened for 25 years, and I've had a lot of people come in and try and get my business for it. Of course,
do you try to source locally?
Yes. Yeah,
you know, help our community.
Absolutely. And
people forget, you know, when you do that, sometimes it may cost a little bit more, but you know where it's coming from. And also you're supporting your own community. It's a revolving, you know, cycle of, you know, constantly putting funding into your own community.
Absolutely. And I appreciate a lot of people come to us because of that reason as well. You know, rather than going to one of the larger franchises, they say, hey, right, we like to support the local businesses, and I appreciate that from the community. Yeah.
Well, and I'll tell you, your bread is par none the best, and it mainly because it's fresh. You know that it's being baked that day, so you're getting the freshest you can possibly get. My favorite bread for me is jalapeno cheddar. That just makes a delicious sandwich.
That is one of our better sellers. And it's fun to watch them make it. You know, everything is done by hand. There's no preservatives in anything. We use both of our flours, the wheat and the white, are non-GMO flours. And they do it by eye. They don't measure it. It's about a half a pound of cheese in every loaf of that jalapeno cheddar. We get big.
And you have to kind of twist it in, right?
You do. You roll it in. And we get these 40-pound blocks of cheese, and we grind it ourselves, and it's really fun to watch them make it. It's quite an art.
It's so great to talk to you, because the whole time you've been here so far, you've been smiling. You love talking about your business and the food. Now, you were saying that you had never baked a loaf of bread before. What made you get into this line of work?
I think I just had a passion to... I think after when I worked for the Marriott for the 20 years, I just felt like I always wanted to do my own thing. I had a passion. I love people. I love the customers that come in. I mean, I don't, when I'm in the office and I see that there's people coming through, I feel the need to like greet every customer. I want to make sure everybody knows how much I appreciate them being there. And it's sincere, because I mean, when someone comes in, I'm thinking, oh my goodness, they could have bought a loaf of bread at Ralph's across the street.
Right.
They just drove across the street, got out of their car and walked in to buy a loaf of bread. You know, I mean, I appreciate that. And that's
But again, people were really thinking more health consciously, and not having preservatives, especially in baked goods, is a big deal. Because you read these labels that you get mass produced items, and you don't even know what half of those items, what it is.
True.
And we had mentioned you also do gluten-free options. So talk a little bit about the healthy choices
Sure. So just as an example, I'll go back just a moment. Our honey wheat bread that we make, there's 5 ingredients in it. There's water, salt, yeast, the 100% whole wheat that's a non-GMO, and honey. That's it. That's the ingredients. And so that's what you're talking about.
And I forgot love.
And I forgot love. It's always made with love. So we do a low-carb bread on every Wednesday. We do a gluten-free bread that comes out every Friday. And what we'll do is we'll have it fresh on Fridays, and then we'll freeze it so that if you come throughout the week, we'll have it in the freezer. We do gluten-free options. We have gluten-free muffins, gluten-free cookies, and we'll do a gluten-free bread, 2 different types. We do a sourdough and a multigrain. And
well, let me ask you this. If you can bake things without gluten, why do they add it?
It's a good question. I think that most of our breads, we do not add gluten. It's just naturally in the wheat. There's maybe 1 or 2 that gluten is actually added, and it has to do with the...
It binds it together.
Correct. But we only have, I believe, 1 loaf of bread that we actually add gluten to. Other than that, it's just naturally in wheat.
Yeah. So you have different specialty breads you do each day of the week. So I would imagine customers come in just on those days because they want, let's say on Monday, the Kalamata olive, which is another delicious bread, and sunflower.
Yes. We've got like 30 different types of bread. So it's kind of fun to come in on different days. And like the Kalamata olive, I made a grilled cheese on that one day at home. And I think I made it 3 days in a row because it was so good.
I was there a couple days ago and I didn't see him. And I wanted to ask if you're still doing it. The croutons.
Croutons, yes.
Oh, my
so
God.
So we're not... We use those, we bake them, we get all of our day-old bread, cut it up, we have our own recipe with all the garlic and the butter and everything else, and make it our homemade croutons, and we use that on our chicken Caesar salads.
And, we're gonna have to have you back. It goes by fast.
It does.
Marty Webster, owner of Aspen Mills, 4 locations, 1 in Palm Springs, right at Sunrise Way, inside the Rancho Mirage Library in Rancho Mirage, inside Clark's Nutrition in Rancho Mirage, and the new La Quinta location. Go to AspenMillsPS.com, and thank you so much for coming on the show today.
My pleasure.
Always a
pleasure. Thank you so much, Jeff.
And thank you for so much you're doing for the community.
Oh, right back at you.
Aspen Mills is going to be one of the restaurants at the Red Dress Party for the LGBT Community Center. When we come back, we'll talk to Amanda Smith and Deborah Quinn. They're going to talk about Pastry Swan and Cheer Palm Springs. You're listening to Delish Dish on iHeartRadio.
Don't you hate that moment when you're like, where should we go to eat? And you realize you're probably just going to settle for the same old, because, well, it's just easy. Ready to experience a taste of the Coachella Valley? Okay, you're in the right place. It's Delish Dish with Jeff Hocker on iHub Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks again to Marty Webster from Aspen Mills. Go to AspenMillsPS.com. Also very excited to have our two next guests here. Today, I guess, is all about sugary sweets and bakeries and everything. It's great to have a show all about that. So Amanda Smith, we've been friends for a million years, too. I think probably as long as Marty and I have. Amanda Smith, welcome to the microphone.
Thank you.
And you have a guest here with you, Deborah Quinn, who is with Pastry Swan. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Talk up, girls, because okay. This is your chance. So give us a little background on how you got to Palm Springs and I think today you're probably going to talk a little bit about BXI, and then
it's iTex now
or iTex, okay, and then we're going to talk a little bit about Cheers Palm Springs, which you guys are doing together,
yes.
And then also Pastry Swan. So give us Amanda, give us a little background on you.
A little background is my husband and I came to the desert probably 22 years ago. We bought a condemned hotel and we totally renovated it.
Big time. It was really condemned.
And we did. It was like the hotel that Barter built because yeah. we couldn't get a loan on it. We couldn't get a partner, and it was like a shack.
Shack, yeah.
So we
and your husband Gordon is amazing.
Yeah, yes, I kind of like him.
Yeah,
yeah.
You love him.
I love him.
But he's great at all different kinds of construction. Well, he's
a retired general contractor, yeah. and so he we came down here. We wanted to buy a fourplex and kind of retire, and we ended up buying a 14 room. Condemned hotel and made it a beautiful bed and breakfast. So, yeah. And we did most of it through barter, and then we sold it, and then he kind of retired. And
you were happy you sold it because
I was so happy.
Hotel work is very hard.
It's like having 14 rooms. We were adults only, just no kids, and it's like having 28 house guests that never go home.
Yeah.
And that want toilet
all
paper
the time,
and towels all the time.
And who lock themselves out of their room. And
several times.
Call you at the middle of the night.
Yeah,
and
tapping
say,
on the door, yeah. Husband and wife got in a fight. She locked him out, and he came to me. I'm like, sorry, dude. And I gave him a towel, let him sleep on the lounge outside.
There you go. So what brought you to Palm Springs originally?
My husband and I had a remodeling company, and we were just getting very tired. When you have a remodeling company, your mother, father, contractor, insurance, lawyer, and it just was getting very stressful. So we wanted to, like I said, buy a fourplex or something small, live in one, rent out the other three, and that plan didn't go as planned.
Well, and I'll tell you, I've represented different interior design companies, and they always tell me, it's really hard when you're in somebody's home and you're remodeling and rebuilding, it's really hard to make them perfectly happy.
It is, and no matter how much you tell them in the beginning, this is going to be, and our forte was large kitchens. So my husband would make in the bathroom, he'd make like a little makeshift, you know, we'd give him a microwave and just say, and I would tell him, this is going to be hard, really, really hard. Oh, we're fine, we can handle it. 2 days in, the wife is having a stroke and the husband is like not wanting to come home because his wife is not happy. So yeah, it's hard.
It's probably like one of those shows. It's probably easier to send him away for a while and say, come back when it's done.
It is. I wish we could do that. But I think only one couple did that for us.
Move that bus.
Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah. So yeah. So we just decided that we wanted to get out of that type of business. And like I said, we found the hotel and the rest is history.
Yeah. And so you're very involved with iTax. So tell us about iTax, how it works, and how people can get involved if they want to.
Well, iTax, which we were formerly BXI, we were actually members. My husband would take, it's a business-to-business barter exchange, and we would do business with each other just like you do in the cash world, except we pay each other in trade credits. In 2005, iTax and BXI merged. We were rivals at the time, and BXI, no, we're bigger and best, and then iTax, no, we're bigger and best, and then we merged. Now we really are the biggest and the best in the U.S. and Canada. So, but it, like I said, it's just the color of our money is different, and it's nothing that's, you know, hidden. The IRS knows all about us. You know, like Deborah is one of my clients in iTex, as well as my friend. But, you know, you go to her bakery and you buy a cake for $100 and you give her $100 trade credit. If there's a delivery fee, then that's cash. So there's certain things that we can't do, barter.
Right.
We can't barter the IRS. We can't barter the State Board of Equalization or gratuity at a restaurant.
So what kind of things do you currently barter and in exchange to help you in your efforts?
Well, because we are a national company, there are about 63 franchises across the United States and Canada, so about 18 to 20,000 members, and you can do business with anybody that's taking barter. If it's something that has to be shipped in, then we have to pay the shipping in cash. So like right now for Cheers, we have magnetic signs coming. And so we're going to pay the magnetic signs in trade, but we're going to pay the shipping and the tax in cash. So anybody that has a goods or service that can be done. So
it's a brilliant way to do business.
It is, and
more people should do it this way.
It really is, because we're not trying to take away your cash business, but everyone has some excess inventory or time.
Right.
And it's just a way of having another checkbook is how I refer it. You know, you got your cash checkbook, you got your credit cards, and then you have your iTex account. And a good iTex member, which Deborah is one of my VIPs, not just because she's my friend, every single thing she's requiring, she first asks me, can we get this on iTex? Can we get this? And if I can't, then I tell her no. But at least if you come to me first, then, you know, you save that cash and put it, towards something that we can't get you on iTex.
Are hotels and restaurants involved?
Yes. Currently I don't have any hotels involved. We've had Deborah sold hers, darn her. But and I've had a couple go out of business. But yes, hotels are involved. And you, like I said, you pay the hotel rate in iTex, and then you pay the bed tax in cash.
We're talking with Amanda Smith and Deborah Quinn. So talk a little bit about this concept that you came up with and you decided to work together on, called Cheers Palm Springs.
Well, Cheers, I came up with this idea about a little over a year ago, and it was actually, I saw this little great cute cart called a Prosecco cart in Australia. So I, you know, kept having this in the back of my mind, and my husband was like, no, this isn't going to work. So then I really came up with the concept. I actually went into the liquor board, and they're like, well, you can't have a liquor license because you are just this cart. You have to have...
Because you're mobile.
Mobile. You have to have a brick and mortar license. So we were actually having dinner with Deb and her husband, and I showed her my idea, and she's like, I'm getting a liquor license. I'm like, okay. So we just came up with the concept.
It's no different than like a food truck that, you know, you're selling liquor off of.
Correct. But it has to be done differently. So when you contract Cheers Palm Springs, you are contracting for the trailer, which we have a Silver Streak, which is very Airstream-like, but it's not an Airstream. And so you contract with Cheers Palm Springs for the trailer itself and the glasses and all the back stuff that you need. But then the liquor or beer and wine, because that's all Deb has right now, for now. And then you contract with Deb or Pastry Swan Bakery for the alcohol. And that's how we keep everything legal.
And it's like a catering company, but for liquor.
Correct. Well, yes.
Yeah, Cheers. Mobile bar.
Right. Yeah. But like I said, kind of separate because Cheers Palm Springs, and then, so you would have two different contracts.
Right. Is this something, you know, because I work with a lot of different bars and restaurants, did you have to go out and be part of the, what do you call it, the when they put it out to the liquor licenses? Or did you pay for the full price, or did, what is it called?
So it's a little different between just a beer and wine as opposed to a full liquor. So full liquor, yes, it is, you know, you have to pay a high price or get in the lottery, that type
of
thing.
The lottery, that's what I was trying
to
think.
Yes, but for beer and wine, you just have to qualify. There has to be not a certain amount within your area. All the residents have to agree. So beer and wine is definitely a lot easier than full liquor.
But you want to get to that point.
Well, we're hoping. We will see.
It's probably a good idea to start accumulating some cash flow.
Right.
And, you know,
because we are brand new. We just debuted at the Desert Women's Show where we hosted, you know, samplings. And we did a lot of samplings.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, we did probably over 3,000 samplings. We were one of the top three.
I'm sure.
We were like,
what were you sampling?
We were sampling at that. We were sampling Prosecco and Pinot Grigio. Mm-hmm. And then we had two kinds of beer because the way our trailer is set up is that we have a tap system, and we can do up to three cold and then one, like if you want to do red wine. So, but at that time we just poured Prosecco and then we had two kinds of beer,
which a lot of wine now are on taps. When you go to different facilities, you can just go up and put your money in and it's on a little tap.
Right. Oh, yeah, right.
So we're very excited. Both Pastry Swan and Cheer Palm Springs is going to be part of the LGBT Community Center's Red Dress Dress Red. Unfortunately, everybody, it is sold out. They sold 1,500 tickets in 12 minutes, which means it's the hottest ticket in town, I think.
It is.
So it's a great opportunity to really showcase what you guys can do. And I'm really thrilled that it was able to work out where you could bring the trailer in.
Right.
And this is why I tell everybody, bring tons of business cards and put them in their hands.
Oh, absolutely.
So I know you're good at that.
Oh, I'm good at that. And at this event, we will not be doing any alcohol because there is already an alcohol supplier. But what we are going to be debuting, and we're not even going to say what it is, but something sweet little red treats from Pastry Swan Bakery, which are the bomb.
Well, you can tell everybody because they won't be able to come.
Oh, so you are so mean. Well, you tell them what you're making.
Yes, it was her idea, just some red velvet cupcakes. We'll do cream cheese icing, but we're looking most forward to just seeing everybody in red. So she was trying to pick out what kind of red stuff she's going to wear besides the red cupcakes.
Amanda always tears it up when she goes to these galas. You always look amazing.
Yeah, but I'll be working a trailer, so I don't know if the red dress I have is appropriate. So we may be...
Or red high heels.
We'll do something.
I'm wondering if you're going to recognize me at the event.
I don't know. I've been at some... I've been at some events where I did not recognize you.
Yeah, we're actually going to go into Hollywood on Saturday, and we're going to do some shopping for wigs and material and all kinds of stuff. LA's, I don't know if you guys have ever been to the Garment District, and where they have all these material stores.
Right.
And I said to the guy, I was like, God, you must get a lot of the movie industry. And he's like, tons. You know, they're here all the time. Mm-hmm. It's not cheap. A lot of those materials are very expensive, but you can find stuff you can't find anywhere else.
Right.
So this Cheers concept, how long have you guys been doing it? Literally like a couple months, right?
No, like a couple weeks. Yeah, because what we did is Deborah found the Silver Streak in LA that was totally empty inside. And so, she called up and she found it and she says, next day she's like, we're on the way to get the trailer. And I was like, oh, okay.
Well, and from what you said, Gordon has done a really great job on the inside.
Yeah, Gordon and Deborah's husband, Tony, they've totally outfitted the inside. It's gorgeous.
So we're going to talk a little more about Cheer Palm Springs, website? Is there a website
yet? CheersPalmSprings.com, okay. But we'll just have a landing page for right now. We've been so busy trying to get the trailer going. That's my to-do list.
Startup.
Yes.
Next week.
We'll be back with Amanda Smith and Deborah Quinn, the Pastry Swan website for the first time.
PastrySwanBakery.com.
And you're on Facebook too, I saw.
Yes, Instagram.
A lot of great photos.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, she's the best.
We're going to talk all about cakes and everything else in a couple minutes. You're listening to Delish Dish on iHub Radio.
You need not be a foodie to listen to Delish Dish. Just keep an open mind and have a good appetite for finding the best there is to eat and drink from the funky to the fancy across desert cities. Here's your gastro guide, Jeff Hawker, on iHub Radio.
But I'll tell you, it sure does help being a foodie. And as we know, drinking too. I mean, you have to.
What are you trying to say, Jeff?
Well, we always have fun.
We do.
We've been to a lot of galas together,
yes,
and it's always
have.
Fun to hang out together and dance and all that. The galas are starting to change a little bit. They're not as huge and exorbitant as they used to be, but which is good. I think excess, you got to kind of tone it down a little bit.
Yeah,
sometimes.
I've noticed how some are not doing like this, the florals that they were doing, or even a souvenir program book.
Right.
You know, they really kind of cut back on those.
Yeah. So it's time to talk all about Pastry Swan.
Yay.
We love you guys.
We love to have you.
So the website again is pastryswan.com. You can also find them on Facebook and on Instagram. And you've got tons of really great photos on your Facebook page. You're in the process of redoing your website.
We are.
So probably for right now, go to Facebook and check it all out.
Or Instagram.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So give us an idea of the variety that you guys bake.
Well, we're well known for our cakes, number one in cakes in the valley. So that's our forte. But we also do, of course, all kinds of different pastries. Now that we've moved into the new location as of last year, we have bigger cases. So it's a little more fun to walk in and have the kids come in and pick from the case as well. But one of the things that we've done this last year as well is adding on food. So we are a plant-based cafe as well. So our chef, wonderful chef Shannon, has been creating some very nice plant-based meals and seems to be going really well. People are wanting to eat healthier. So we actually started doing some classes every other week as well, just teaching people to eat better at home. So we're enjoying that for sure. So it's a nice complement to the bakery.
The location you moved to into is 7225 Highway 111. There's like a camera store and then there's a Shell gas station. You're right kind of in that area where the Thunderbird Heights is.
Correct,
kind of,
yes.
Kind of in that part of Rancho Mirage. And it's a great location because there's a lot of parking.
A lot of parking. The thing we like the most is we're centrally located, so running out on deliveries, we're both ways, we're doing good.
Yeah, it makes it really convenient.
Yeah.
And so you're in a location that was previously had a kitchen already in it, so that
Correct.
Was helpful as well.
Definitely. That was one of the big selling points for us, as well as lots of space for growing our area for people to set or for us to do classes is definitely.
So you're keeping the retail space in the front that was there before?
Correct, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, nice little coffee shop area. Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to go over there. When are we going, Amanda? Right after the show today.
Right after the show. You're buying.
Okay. All right. I'm happy to. So how far in advance should people order a cake? Or, you know, let's say they have a pretty big order, just to give you guys plenty of time to have it done right. But also, I would imagine you want to bake it as close as possible so it's the freshest it possibly can be.
Correct. But it's the design or decoration that need to be started ahead.
Yeah.
Just for example, today we took an order for April, but it's going to be a Yeti container with a big fish sticking out of it with cans and stuff. And those type of parts that you have to make need definitely to sit for at least a few weeks so that you can keep adding the design to them. So,
because you're building on top of it.
Correct. The more time that we're given, the nicer the cake comes out. If somebody calls in a few days ahead, they're just specific things that just aren't going to look as nice. So we say as much time, but we do take emergency orders. I think today we're taking an order for Saturday that's a big tiered cake that's going to have ratatouille on it. And all the characters and pieces literally take so much time that everybody's going to be working overtime to try and pull it off. But we do it.
And I, not that I want to, have this on her, but I have seen people on a Saturday and call in or come in and say, I need an emergency cake. And I've seen her do it. And there, I mean, it was a, what was the one? Was that a Disney? It was Frozen or something? The Little Princess?
Yeah.
The one that you did a couple weeks ago. I walked in and I'm like, when did they order this? She goes, this morning.
But
she
did it. This morning.
And a smile on her face. She does, she does, and she gets it done.
Well, they have to have a cake. Can't leave them empty handed.
So one of the things that we've worked on with Pastry Swan is I did the anniversary party for CSUSB, and correct, you had cookies done
had
for that. Is that something that you really promote, is the logo cookies that, for corporations or
we're good
anniversaries?
At it. We probably do need to do a little bit more promoting on that.
Yeah. We had, she made up, I don't know how many cookies for cheer logo cookies for the Desert Woman Show and the Wedding Warriors event that we did. And we went around and we gave every vendor a cookie at the end of the show. And they were all impressed because we have your logo. And I've used them in iTex. You've seen them in iTex before. Yep. So I have my iTex cookies.
It's very memorable.
It is.
And those sugar cookies are delicious.
Better than giving a card for sure.
Yes, they remember, So, but we clipped our card because if they have the logo, they eat the cookie. So you need to clip your card to it.
And it's an English shortbread cookie.
Yeah, they're my downfall. And I'm not a sweets person, but I love those cookies.
A nice cold glass of milk and a cookie. I'm in heaven. So give us an idea of some of the other things you guys do that you want to promote.
Well, of course, a lot of cupcakes, but our breakfast pastries, like our Danish croissants, muffins, scones, that kind of thing we do a lot of. But one of the things that we enjoy the most in the bakery is our date items. So we're well known for using our local dates here. For probably 20, 25 years, we've been doing some wholesale accounts for some of the date places, like our date bars, date cookies, date bread. And you can always stop in and get a sample of a date cookie. We're making them all the time.
I'm a huge fan of dates.
Yes.
Great natural sugar. It's a great way to bake without doing processed sugar.
It is. I wish everybody would actually use date sugar as substitute for the sugar. The same thing that a lot of people don't know is dates are a natural preserver. So putting your dates in anything, you can put your dates in a chocolate chip cookie, and your cookie is going to have a natural preserver that's going to stay nice and moist and good for a long time. So it's great.
And that's a big problem with cookies. Here in the desert, they dry out
really fast.
Uh-huh. What do you recommend to people that come and buy pastries and cookies and stuff on, if they want it over a couple days, how to keep it fresh?
Usually just keeping it covered. Anything, we'll usually give them containers where if they're going to have it in a couple days that it's just sealed, or taking something home and putting it in a Ziploc bag. It's just to basically keep the moisture from going out of it is going to keep it good.
Well, that's about all the time we have. Oh my gosh, I can't wait to work with you guys on the Red Dress Party.
We're excited.
It's coming up on March 21st. Pastry Swan, pastryswan.com, all cakes, all kinds of great muffins and croissants and all kinds of things that you guys cook. Cheers Palm Springs, you can go to cheerspalmsprings.com.
Or our Facebook.
And you can rent the trailer.
It's beautiful.
And you will come and you will have staff that can serve.
We bring the party to you.
Right. Wine and beer right now, but you're going to be working on a full liquor bar at some point.
Yep.
Thank you guys for coming on the show today.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Always a pleasure talking with you, Amanda, and we'll see you at more galas coming up. Thank you for listening to Delish Dish today. For more information, go to iHubRadio.com.